When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, it's like a council meeting in here, isn't it? Where's Jeremy Corbyn? Is he under the... He's under the stage. No, I've got a lot of time for Jeremy Corbyn. He used to be my gardener. You should see underneath that flannel shirt. Oh, my God. It's like someone's trod on a spam. Delicious. Welcome to the Codpass Live. Coming at you from the... London Podcast Festival, yeah. Live from King's Place, London, King's Cross. Beautiful out there. Okay, hey. Now, you know the lineup at the Codpass, how it works. I get my beautiful guests on, do a little interview, then at the end, we'll make up a gorgeous little song about them. Off the cuff, no planning, just off the cuff. It'll be gorgeous, it'll be beautiful. I'm not talking to Milky. No, not after this morning. I said, we're going up London. What do you want to do for the day? He said, I want to go to the London Dungeon. 2 minutes we was in there. I'm too scared. We had to leave. £18 it was a ticket. Gone. I couldn't get a refund. It was a nightmare. That's coming out your allowance. Now, I've had a horrible weekend, if I'm honest, because yesterday I went down the industrial park. Okay, because there's a home base there. But there's also the little NHS doctor's surgery they've got there. I couldn't get in because there was a queue going around the block. You know why? Because of the anti-vaxxers. They'd set up a little thing there that was giving out leaflets. I was furious because there's been a couple of days of hot weather. And I tell you what, my little hanging baskets, they were gagging for a drink. A little bit of Miracle-Gro. Do you know what I mean? So I went down there. I was beeping me on, I couldn't see what was happening. Then he comes over, the head of the anti-vaxxers, Gary, a plumber. He's got a neck like a tiger loaf. I said, Gary, what's going on here? He said, wind down your window, Dan. I said, no. Then he started shoving a leaflet through. So I had to wind it down. He said, you haven't had the vaccine, have you? It will change your DNA. I said, Gary, have you seen that vape you're smoking? It's like a gum from Quasar. I said, if you smoke that in Italy, they think they changed the Pope. He said, I'm doing my bit. He said, besides, these have been tested on people. I said, so is the vaccine. He said, I've always been at the forefront of political activism. I said, you remember what happened the last time you did this? When you dressed up as Batman? You concreted your feet to the end of Southend Pier for Fathers for Justice. He said, well, it made the papers. I said, it made the papers because you haven't got any children. I said, you need a hobby, Gary. He said, well, I'm doing my bit. I said, Gary, do me a favour. I'll tell you what's unjust. I need to get into home base. So move your big, white Lonsdale trainer from in front of my wheel because I need to go in and get some Miracle-Gro. And I'll tell you what, yeah, I will be using my Nectar card. Even if they do send the information to the Kremlin, I couldn't give a damn. I tell you what, I feel a little song coming on. Beautiful. Oh, that's it. Wembley. Dagenham Dock to the Isle of Dogs. Land's End to the Scots up top, love the Duchess. And I've drank Chateau Neuve de Pape, but I prefer my water from the tap. I'm the Duchess. I've seen it all and I've done it all. I am the Duchess. I've lost it all, I've found it all. Duchess. If you want to smell what's cooking, you better press my button. Because I'm the queen of the estuary, carry the church, and this is a hymn. I don't need no chaperone, truck it to funky on a mobile phone. This is a man's world, I go it alone. D-U-C-H-E-S-S, who am I?
Duchess.
Gorgeous. Duchess, yeah, yeah. D-U-C-H-E-S-S, who am I?
Duchess.
Duchess, yeah, yeah, yeah. For the people at home, I'm doing a power stance. I've got more kick than a Sabutio board. Never left a crowd without them wanting more. Duchess. Move your hips to the Tilbury twist. Milky can't dance, he slipped a disc. Duchess. If you want to smell what's cooking, you better press my buttons. Because I'm the queen of the estuary. Can be the church, this is a hip. I don't need no chaperone. I'm trucking to funky on a mobile home. This is a man's world, I go it alone. Oh, come on, D.
C-H-E-S-S.
Who am I?
Duchess.
Oh my God, the Duchess. Yeah, yeah. D-U-C-H-E-S-S. Who am I?
The Duchess.
Oh my God, Duchess. Yeah. I tell you what. Beautiful. Like that clapping, that's nice. We'll enhance that, put a little bit of delay on it. Oh my God. Should we welcome to our stage the good of the... Don't know what that word was, but I said the beautiful guests, the beautiful guests who are appearing on tonight's show. Let's find out who's got the funk. Number one. Kyle Smith. Bino's got the funk! Come on, gorgeous, sit yourself down. Beautiful. Next, the gorgeous, the wonderful, Camilla. White Hill's got the funk! She's got the funk. She's got the funk. And last, but not least, the gorgeous, Nicola Cockton's got the funk, yeah! Oh my God, you've got the funk. Oh my God, you've got the funk. My God, you've got the funk. Beautiful! Oh my God. Now normally, I'll give you a big old smooch, but we can't do that because I can't come too close. Do you know what I mean? Not because of COVID, because I've got bad breath. I had a little Thai green curry. It's mostly lemongrass, but there's a little bit of garlic in there. Do you know what does it? It's the fish sauce. Okay. Beautiful. Now, Camilla, my gorgeous babe, it's your first time on the podcast.
Yeah, in fact, like, maybe on any podcast that's not recorded in someone's bedroom.
Oh, how do you feel about that? Not nervous?
No, I'm okay. Although it is nice when there's, like, a bed. Do you have one? Or?
Bring on the bed, yes. Milky. We've got a gorgeous little water bed. Oh, there's a little
so
cush-cush.
Nice. Thank you.
For the people at home, Milky's handed over a little cushion. Because we look after our guests here. Now, of course, Nicola, Kyle, you've been on my show, Chatting with Chorley, at Soho Theatre years ago. I mean, you two was famous then, but these days, oh my God, you like my cataracts. I see you everywhere. Things have got juicy, haven't they?
But it's also important to, like, make sure that I'm representing the non-famous community, which is actually the majority of people in this world, if you think about it.
Yes.
Like, that is...
That is true, yeah.
Camilla.
It's so brave.
Thank you.
I hate to break it to you. I don't know if your agent told you this. Have you seen what podcast you're on? You're famous, babe. Do you know what I mean? There'll be people knocking down your door tomorrow morning, and you'll wonder where they're from. It's because Milky posted your address online. And we're sorry about that, but it's gorgeous. I think... Obviously, we've got loads of good stuff to talk about, But I'm going to start with you, Kyle, my gorgeous little babe. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm delightful. You're looking delicious.
Thank you. So are you. It's lovely to see you.
Okay, that's a little bit of flirting going on there. And I tell you what, I'm not adverse to it. What can I say? It's gorgeous. Now, you're in quite a popular big show. Are you not?
Yeah.
Well, okay, you're in three. But tell us about the main one. The one that you're the big star in.
So there's a little show called Ghost on BBC. It's about some ghosts. It's about ghosts. And they scare some people and they haunt some people and they live with some people. And I am one of the people that they live with, but I can't see or hear them.
Oh, of course you can't see or hear them, can
you? Yeah.
So, I mean, did you ever expect the show to be as popular and successful it is?
No, I didn't really know. I'd known of the guys that write the show. Their work is very popular. And they did a show called Yonderland before this. And they did a film called Bill. And they've got a lot of fans. And their fans are like diehard, real proper fans. That everything they do, they love it. So I had a feeling, but I didn't know to the extent that it would...
Because they did Horrible Histories, didn't they?
Yeah.
So they're multi-generational, I would say. If you'll excuse my dynamic language. And of course, it must be weird. I mean, filming with actual... Are they actual ghosts in real life, or are they...
Just one of them.
Just one of them?
Just one, yeah.
Which one?
I can't say.
Oh, my God, what a beautiful bit of tension. But maybe at the end we'll reveal it.
Perhaps.
Okay. Do you believe in ghosts?
I do believe in them, but I feel like you can either see them or you can't. You either have the gift or you don't. And I haven't seen any ghosts yet, so I probably don't have the gift. Or curse.
Ooh, beautiful. Let's pitch that, because I like it. Camilla, have you seen a ghost?
No, and I also don't agree, because I feel like I'm the sort of person that a ghost would present themselves to.
Are you quite spiritual?
No, not at all, but I just think most ghosts are here to do evil, and I'm a bit evil. So I feel like they would be like, hey, can you help me throw this child down a well or whatever it is that ghosts do when they're being ghosty? Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
so I
yeah.
think they're not here, because they'd be like all up in me.
You called me a ghost backstage. You said I look like a rich Victorian child ghost.
You often do.
It is my aesthetic, what can I say?
Well, it's a gorgeous aesthetic, may I add.
Thank you very much.
You know what, though? You do remind me a bit of, if you believe in ghosts and all that, there's a woman called Carol that works in the co-op. She's always got a big crystal in her bag. Do you know what I mean? And she's always telling me the power of a crystal. Do you believe in the power of a crystal?
No, they're just rocks.
Okay. Amen. And finally, last but not least, what are your views on ghosts?
Well, I'm Irish, so I believe in spooky things. I made Camilla do this thing last night of, don't look at me like that.
It was really weird.
It's real and it's mystical. It's where you can tell how many children you're going to have with a ring and a hair from your head.
No, she made me pull out multiple hairs from my head.
Because I was a bit drunk and it was
like
hard to...
She was like dangling it on my hand like an old crone and she was like... Bang. And then she just went, no children. That's I'm fine with that. But I was like...
The ring doesn't lie, Diane.
Oh, I bet it doesn't. I'll tell you what, if you did that on me, you'd find Frodo in the corner there. Gollum, holding the ring. God knows what he'd be doing with it. So what is it like being in a show as big as Bridgerton? Because it's bleeding massive now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mad. And I came from doing shows on the fringe, you know, where like five people would show up and you go, yes. And then you're like, I wonder if anyone will watch this. And then, well, didn't want to say.
We're looking out to the audience.
And there are thousands of people here.
Thousands.
The queue.
It's like the Lib Dem
the
convention.
Block. It's about 82 million people watched in the first month, which is
Isn't that
mad.
Weird to think that 82 million people know who you are?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it can be sometimes.
Do people just kind of... I always wonder what it's like to be in something like that. Do they... I mean, obviously, in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was always running away from someone with a handful of toenails. Put it that way. That they'd been harvesting for a year. And they're like, Diane, here's my DNA. That kind of thing.
Yeah,
I'm assuming that's not happened to you.
More times than I can count.
Really?
No. But I'm lucky that I play quite nice characters people want to be friends with, but it doesn't mean drunk people really want to put their face on your face.
Oh, God.
Like, I just have, they're like, they just want to be here. And I go, oh my God, COVID. And then I, like, I'm polite, so I don't want to be like, please don't give me COVID. But, like, inside, I'm like, no!
That would be an A&E if they came near me like that. I'll tell you that for nothing. That's terrifying.
Yeah, a lot of face squishing.
You're big in, what's happened in South America, aren't you, like?
The Brazilians, yeah.
Yeah. What's going on there?
They love Bridgerton so much. Even before, the bits from books, so they love the books. And then they make videos of me, and they call me...
They call you Nini.
They call me Nini. Nini. I don't know why, but I like it.
It sounds nice.
Nini, Nini, what are you doing? And they messaged you,
did they? They messaged me saying, please look after our girl, Cammy. And I was like, no, she's an adult. Like, leave her to it, but yeah.
You ever sneak off with any of the, you know, a little cheeky bonnet under the...
No, they, I like, everyone's like, what did you rob? I'm like, nothing, I'm so scared of him. I don't want to do
you
it.
Really? I would be, honestly, my caravan... They'd have to wear lift it offside.
I did. I stole some fake wisteria because there was so much of it. I was like, they won't. And I was just like weirdly on a shelf in my flat. But I did steal something, yes, actually.
What was it?
Fake wisteria.
That ain't good enough.
I know.
I don't think that even counts. That's just
yeah,
like
but the dresses, people are like, do you take them home? I'm like, where would I be wearing this? Just do
is
you
it,
think? Show to the pub in a Regency ball gown, like, and I'm here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fair, actually. Okay, yeah, maybe
if I weren't here, I'd be doing the pub quiz in a Tudor outfit. That I stole off a show that I was in 2004. I tell you what, you'll never see that on the internet. Let's put that behind me. But you get made up and everything for the dresses, don't you? It's like properly made for you.
Everything's completely custom. It takes such a long time. They made 7,500 costumes last year. Yeah.
That's insane.
It's insane. It's amazing. And like, yeah, just literally everything. They drape the fabric on you to see what goes. There's an embellishment room.
I mean, it's a dream, no?
It's phenomenal. Yeah, it's super cool. And the and I have 3 wigs.
And what did you think when you got that role? It was like...
Well, I felt like it was like, you feel like a clerical error because you're like, why have I just been offered a Shonda Rhimes show? This is mad. I didn't feel like it was real. And I kept waiting for them to go, and it was a joke. Haha, get out.
And did you watch like all of the, you know, all her shows when you were growing up, like Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, of course. I think she's like such a staple of television. Like she's the most powerful producer on TV and she's opened so many doors for so many people and it's such... Like a cool, inclusive company. It's a dream job. It's insane.
Gorgeous. Have you got her email address?
Do I? I don't think I do.
You probably wouldn't. But what about Julie Andrews? Have you met her?
No, but she sent me an email for my birthday.
Oh, my God.
I know, it was one of the best things that ever happened
to me.
What
did it say?
This is going to be a huge spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen Bridgerton. But can I say it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
We'll just beep out the entire bit.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm joking, we won't do
she
that.
Said, from one Lady Whistledown to the other, and she said, isn't it grand the show has been so well received? I was like, it just blew my mind. I couldn't.
Was it an email? Oh, it was an email.
They're generally not hand... Well, they are sort of handwritten in a way, yes.
This is Julie Andrews.
I know.
She would handwrite her emails.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
It got delivered by a bird through my window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So there weren't a rap party or nothing when you were like...
Well, she recorded from America.
Lazy cow. Do you know what I mean? Nothing changes. She's always been a... No, I'm joking. I don't know her for love nor money, so you can keep your lawyers away. So how did you two meet then? Because you two work together, aren't you? You're a bit of a behind-the-scenes one, Camilla, aren't you? Not
big time.
And you like it that way.
Oh, yeah.
But you met at acting school, didn't you, in Birmingham?
Yeah, we did.
Well, actually, we met at Oxford School of Drama.
I forgot where we met.
This wasn't important to you, obviously. It's fine.
Sorry.
We met at Oxford School of Drama 12 years ago.
13.
13 years ago. And then we were like, I think we're really smart and really funny. And we were like, yes.
Yeah. Everyone else was quite serious.
Yeah.
They were really into... theatre and plays, whatever that is, and yeah, I just thought you were really funny and so small.
Yeah, and just like, and then we just realised backstage we're like the two Ronnies.
Yeah,
because she's 6 foot tall and I'm 5 foot tall.
Yeah,
there's a double.
She
act
says
there.
5 foot.
I know, right?
4'11".
I'm not 4'11".
You are.
Stop saying that. It's lies. I'm gonna see you.
You are.
Yeah. So Camilla, you are a writer. That's your thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So didn't you write a little play about the Cray Twins or something?
Yeah, no, I did. No, my first play is about the Cray Twins. Because like I'm just a depressing, morbid person, and I was just...
Yeah, we got
do
that.
Do you know what I mean? I was just reading a book about them, and I was like, I know what I want to write my first play about, these guys.
So what did you do it? It's like a... Like
yeah,
a little...
it was like at the Fringe, and it was, you know, around about, and all that sort of thing, but that's how I got into writing. And I never would ever write with anyone else usually, but Nicola has like over a million Instagram followers. So I was like, okay, we'll give it a go. So that's how it goes.
Didn't you do some bit of writing in lockdown, didn't you?
I did some, a couple bits. Nothing's happened, so.
Is it like scripts or were you like poetry?
I did some like soliloquies and stuff. I wrote a script.
There's us gunning for a soliloquy. I can't even say it, but I'd like to see you do it.
I wrote a script, and I did a thing that went out on Comedy Central. That was like, it's called Comedians in Quarantine. It was about a football team who can't play football because of the thing that was going on.
What? So it actually got filmed and was on there?
Yeah. So we all filmed it from home, and then put it together like a group chat situation.
Oh, gorge.
Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah, sounds it.
It was absolutely fine.
But you also did, because I saw it, a little thing you did in lockdown with the Staff Letters Flats.
Oh, yeah.
Lot, and that was absolutely better. Bleeding gorgeous. Well, yeah. That just got a bigger audience, I think, probably, than yours. Because, you know, you weren't pushing it, clearly, by the sounds of it.
I tweeted it once.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But Staff Letters Flats, that's a big show in it as well.
Yeah. That's done quite well. And the third series is coming out at some point this year, I think. That's what I've heard.
But have you not recorded it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you've recorded it?
Yeah, we filmed it, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I was getting thinking timeline-wise. So you know that lot, do you?
I know them from watching them firsthand, because I watched all their videos.
When they was coming up in comedy?
Yeah. So I used to... What happened was, I did a pilot in 2013, and it was real bad. And then...
Bad. Oh, okay.
And around 2015, when I wasn't working, I Googled to see what everyone from that pilot was doing. And then I saw that, like, a group of them had made their own thing, and it was going around online. And there's a thing called People Time, and it had Al Roberts and Natasha Dimitri in it. And I watched that, and I was like, who are these guys? They're crazy. Because I didn't work with them in the pilot. They were just other people that were in it. But that was how I made myself feel better, to see what other actors were doing. And then I saw that they were doing better than me, which didn't make me feel better at all.
Thank God Silla's dead. That's all I'm saying. Otherwise, my Google page would be a horror show. I'll tell you that for nothing. So you looked them up, and then they was...
Yeah, and I saw the sketches and stuff that they were doing, and I also saw the Staff Letters Flats Blap that came out in like 2013.
Yeah. So funny.
That was like so long ago. And I remember watching that and thinking like, this is incredible. And then fast forward like 4-5 years, and then the audition came through, and then I worked my ass off and then got it.
I mean, it's such a good show. Have you lot seen it? Yeah. Because I feel like it's one of those shows that a lot of people say, that you say, oh, if you watch the show, and they're like, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, there was one person, a friend of mine FaceTimed me, and she was at a hen party, and for some reason she FaceTimed me about something else, and one of her friends recognised me, and she was like, oh, is in that show, I can't remember what it's called, and her friend, another friend in the background went, Steph Pat Lunch. So I'm adding that to my CV.
And I think the second series was even... It just gets better and better, doesn't it, as it goes on, that series. I think
you beat Dairy Girls for a BAFTA, which is why I've brought you here tonight to kill you.
Ah, I knew it was coming.
But Dairy Girls did get a BAFTA, didn't it?
No.
Did it not?
You never got a BAFTA.
Broadcast Award. And everything. Everything else.
We did the year before. We were up against Staff and
did
win
everything.
Yeah. But then you got us back with the BAFTA. So it's an ongoing... We're like feuding.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a broadcast award, but I've heard of a BAFTA. That's all I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? Are they going to have another series of that, though?
Yes. We're filming this year.
Ooh,
finally.
Gorgeous. So, well, I don't suppose you can really tell us anything. Have you got any goss?
It's set in Derry.
Is it? Oh, in 2094.
This season's 1996.
Oh.
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't think I'm allowed to say anything about it. But it's finally happening. We got pushed back loads because of the pandemic and kept waiting and waiting. It really is happening. Very exciting.
So when you came, I mean, I know we spoke about this the last time you won, but it's a gorgeous little topic, isn't it? Because you didn't know when you took that part. You did know that your character would come out as a lesbian.
Yeah, I did know, and I didn't realise none of the others knew that.
Oh, gosh.
So when we got the last episode, they were like, Claire's gay. I was like, yeah, I knew that the whole time. But I knew months before them.
How funny.
Yeah, I know.
And what do you get a lot of people kind of getting in contact with you and talking to you about it? And
yeah, it's so lovely. I think people really connected to it. And Lisa, who writes the show, is just brilliant. She's a genius. And it's all based on her real friends. So they're all real life girls. But the girl whose Claire is based on is not gay. And a lot of people at her work were like, are you secretly gay? And she was like, no, I'm not. So that, yeah, it's not all real life, but yeah, they're all real people.
Do you get people coming up to you expecting you to be very grumpy, like in Staff Letters Flats?
Sometimes.
But I guess they probably know you from Ghosts more than anything, don't they?
Yeah, or a YouTube video from 2004 or something like that.
Unlikely. To be honest,
that's what most people talk about.
Wait, what was the video? Is it like,
I'm not gonna.
Is it one of those ones that went viral for like a bad reason? Is that why people recognize?
No,
it?
Not for a bad reason.
Like two girls.
What
is it? Cup.
What are you doing?
It was just like,
is that the
one KL, are two you, cups.
Were you that woman who put the cat in the bin? Is that
you? Cabin lady? Are you cabin lady?
Yeah, the old Netflix show.
I knew it.
Be honest.
I did a song. I did a song, and the song was out. In 2004.
What was the song? What's it called?
No chance.
What's
it called? Tell you what the song
Milky, hit the beat. Come on, Kyle, in your own time.
There's absent. This is going to be an instrumental version.
You don't have to do it if you don't want to do it.
There was a song, and we did the song, and the song was
Why
quite popular.
Why are you being so cagey about this song?
Because I hate it.
But you do realise that everyone listening to this is going straight on the internet.
If I had my phone on me now, I'd be happy.
I did enough songs since then to so that like it covers it. So
what better
you have
song
to,
should be?
You have to no much worse. But like,
are you musical then? Do you do a bit of the old music?
Yeah.
Legit. Have you got albums out and stuff?
No, not anymore. I used to do music, and then what I do now is I do a show. I'm working on a show that incorporates music, so I still get to write and do.
What, so it's a musical show?
Yeah.
Should we do a little song together, Kyle? Diane Chorley, featuring Kyle.
We could give it a try.
We could live a little spin, couldn't we? You two, come on, be the Dianettes. A little backing singing dancers.
I'll play the spoons.
Did you ever think you'd be in, like, I mean, it's huge, Ghosts. It's like a BBC One megalith show. It's a dream job, no?
It is, yeah. Yeah, and it's with some of the funniest people in UK comedy.
So oh, yeah. It's a hot lineup, isn't it?
A Laura Loughs.
Well, actually, there's that, and then Staff Letters Flats is also the cream of British comedy.
Yeah.
So I think
I'm
you can
lucky.
Safely class yourself as one of those creams of British comedy. Hello?
I will now. Now that you said it.
Beautiful. If you were in Ghosts, the show, what would your backstory be? What ghost would you be? That's a nice little question, isn't it?
Yeah.
What would your ghost be?
I would have to be a Victorian child. I used to really want to be an orphan when I was a kid, because like Oliver and Annie, I thought that looks like the biz.
That's out there. You wanted to be an orphan.
Yeah, but it was like very cool in like the 90s to watch orphan stuff. So I'd be like an orphan girl.
What were you watching?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Oliver and Annie, the famous films.
Was that the 90s?
Yeah, famous.
Yeah,
90s
but
hits,
I watched them in the 90s.
Oh, you watched them in the 90s. Fair game. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, Milky, let's not talk about Milky being an orphan. No. It's the wrong time, bless him. Now, Ghost?
Like a serial killer. You want one with an interesting past?
Camilla, I'm getting very dark vibes from you. And can I say, I bleed in love it.
Yeah, do you like that we accidentally dressed as like a devil and an angel? I dressed all in white, she's all in black, and we didn't even plan it.
You two are like a Marvel film, if I'm honest. Wouldn't put it past me if you got a special.
We get that a lot.
Do you? A little Marvel
No, vibe. No, we don't. But you're putting it out there.
You know what? You two need your own cop past.
Funny you say
what
that.
A funny no. idea.
What a funny, funny
That's
idea.
Such a funny idea to say.
So we started this joke at a drama school. Is a lot about monologues, and monologues are very depressing by nature. And the Irish ones are often like, "Daddy's out in the field now, and the potatoes are rotting, and the baby's crying. She's got consumption." And that was like
That's
a joke.
A good one.
We used to do. Thank you. We used to do them at one another.
Yeah, we used to do the. We used to call them improvologues.
Yeah,
and we would just like improvise mainly Irish monologues. We just thought it was really funny.
And then
you know, the struggles.
I kept getting asked if I wanted to do a podcast, and I was like, I don't know. And then I messaged my lovely agent Emma, and I was like, what if we did one about weird Irish depressing plays? And she was like, okay. And then
she's like, that's where the money is. That,
as we all know, everyone who does podcasts is very, very rich.
Our podcast billions. Can't wait.
Billionaires.
How rich are you out of interest from your podcast so far?
Oh my God, yeah. You don't even want to know. But
no.
Put it this way, not one tooth in this head is real. Do you know what I mean? I
can't even sell them all.
I can't even walk in Tesco these days. Those little things either side of the drawer, they bend outwards. That's how toxic my teeth are. That's how non-real they are. So is it depressing? It's not depressing, is it a joke about it being
it's
depressing?
It's a parody of...
It's a joke.
We can't really say what because we really might get sued by so many people,
yeah.
To be honest. It's called Whistle Through the Shamrocks, which is a beautiful name that Camilla made up. That we pretend is an old Irish phrase, but it's not. We just made it up.
Yeah. Have you ever seen P.S. I Love You? I'm going to take this out to the crowd. Or, like, any film set in Ireland. Everything
Should we have a show of hands?
Has anyone seen it? P.S. I Love You with Gerard Butler? Who
yeah.
else? Jennifer?
Yeah.
No, what's her name? Hilary Swank?
Hilary Swank.
Yeah. Have you noticed in films about Ireland, no one has a mobile phone, even though it's now?
Yeah.
Why is that?
And the way, like, we're all quite simple and...
You don't know how to get
there's like,
anywhere.
Oh, sure, well, the pub is the post office. Jesus. The post office is the hospital. Because we're simple people. So it's very much like that vibe. Yeah, and
that's
then,
quite a good line. You could have used that.
I know. Put it in the bank. Write it down, Chris.
Like, whack it in.
We'll use it for the special if we get one.
But it sounds a bit like you're just making... So you're not making something like that,
it's
are
like
you?
It's like a satire of, like, an Irish play or a film.
But we've got a very exciting cast, including... Kyle Smith-Meyer!
Oh, my goodness me.
I'm glad to hear that my bit made it.
Yeah.
So that mean you kept it.
There's yeah, like a major. Left,
it's yeah. major.
Are you doing an Irish accent, Kyle, in it?
I'm doing an accent.
He does. So we literally said it was like a rule of thumb that the accents could be terrible because no one who ever makes a film about Ireland who's not Irish
okay.
cares about that.
Like Tom Cruise. Like, you know, Tom, what is that film that Tom Cruise, Far Away?
Far and Away. Yeah. Far and Away was a big impact.
Well, there was a film recently, weren't there, where they all got a stick about their accents, wasn't it?
Yeah, but what we specifically did. It was called Wild Mountain Time. But we specifically didn't watch it because we would think people would think we based it on that.
Oh, okay.
So we avoided
right,
it. Okay. But Kyle came in and was like, "I'll try it." But did the best Irish accent I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was weird.
Can we hear it?
I don't believe that it was.
It was
legit.
Genuinely
Kyle.
So good.
I would tell
Give
you.
Us a little
it
bit.
Was almost disappointingly good.
Yeah. Yeah. We were like, he's been practicing.
We got to hear it. You can't let us down.
We'll give you one of your lines from it. The kiddies love the blood sausage.
Christ alive. That what is time's this going out, this cop bastard?
I don't know why I remember that.
The kiddies love the blood sausage.
Oh my God.
That is like genuinely good.
That's very in the name of the father. There's a little bit of
yeah,
Daniel Day-Lewis in
it's
that.
It's very dark.
I've been in prison for 15 years for something I didn't do.
Yeah!
You know what I mean? Well, me and Daniel Day-Lewis are like that.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to stay in his caravan again. To be honest, I stayed in this caravan for 1 week. And I'll tell you something, some things went on in there. You don't want to see what the man does with a bonbon. It went in strawberry.
Oh my God.
Absolutely disgusting that was. And that won't make the final cob pass. That's the problem. You get me in front of a live audience, it all goes to pot. It's a PG-13, this one. Okay, let's keep it that way. Stop leading me astray, Kyle. That's you, that is.
Sorry.
Did you... So when is this coming out, then? This podcast?
Looking at Chris, I think November. Can we say that safely? We're also allowed to tell you two more people that are in it.
Is this an exclusive?
Yes, it is. Because, we haven't announced any cast yet. You're literally the first people to know who are in it.
Oh, my God.
I know.
We just hit it.
So
funny you said Daniel Day-Lewis.
Because he's not in it.
No, he's not.
We just like him. But who is in it are several people that I worked with that I just went, will you do this? Otherwise I'll release sensitive information about you on the internet. I didn't say that. They just said yes.
It's me.
Yes!
No, I'm joking.
So we have Louisa Harland, who's in Derry Girls.
Oh my God, I love her. Gorgeous.
She plays a character called Mammy. That is her only name. She doesn't remember her full name. She's just called Mammy.
Yeah.
And then Ben Miller, who played my dad in Bridgerton, plays a character. Should we say what his name is?
No.
Plays a mysterious Englishman.
That's an all-star cast.
Yeah, very much so.
So it's like a drama.
No.
No, absolutely not. It's like the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard in your life.
Ever spent money on making.
You two are selling it. Really selling it.
Do you like dumb stuff? Then you're going to love this.
Are we allowed to swear on this podcast?
Yeah. Well, I don't see why not.
Do you like dumb shit?
And it's right up your street.
This guy does.
We got one new fan.
We got one.
Yeah. And then we have, I won't tell you exactly who they are, but we have a star of a major American sitcom. Mm-hmm. I'm in it. You're in it. Famous people. There are more famous people in it
more
as well.
Famous people than you can.
We were only telling you three today. Whet the appetite.
Well, I mean, my appetite is soaking wet right now. Yeah. I tell you that for nothing, and it feels good.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So, Camilla, after this, have you got anything nice coming up? What are you working on at the minute?
Loads of plays, which is where the money is. Again, I love to figure out how I can barely make a living, and then I do that.
You're a greedy woman.
I am. But the pandemic, I know no one likes to talk about it, but it's hasn't been great for theatre. I mean, you probably know what.
Oh, I've had a lovely time. Yeah. I've just been buying up all the empty theatres around the UK.
What are you going to do with them?
Turn them all into little flicks.
That's a great idea.
The Flick is the club what I used to own, if you don't know that, which is unlikely. I'll turn them into little flicks, and then I think Milky's going to do a one-man show in all of them. Aww. At the same time, a hologram. Just a constant hologram of Milky over and over again.
That's going to make money.
I think it'll make a lot of money. And it will get him out of the house.
but he's a hologram, though.
Where's good he point.
Be, yeah.
Good point. Well, we'll change that up a bit. Well, you've all been gorgeous guests. I think we're coming to the end of the Codpast. But quickly, just tell us a little bit about the future for each of you. We've had a little bit from Camilla. Let's have a little bit from you.
So I'm still filming Bridgerton season 2. Then I'll go straight on to Dairy Girls. But then most importantly, Whistle Through the Shamrocks is coming out.
Of course.
That's the one people are most excited about.
Which we'll all tune into. I can't wait for the feedback on that. Especially in Ireland.
Yep.
When Camilla's chased out the country with wooden spears. Probably not the UK though, to be fair.
No, it'll be like the Daily Mail will love it. They'll be like, yeah. It's actually not racist against the Irish. I can't impress that enough. I don't want people to come away.
It's a bit late now, Camilla, I'm afraid. It's been cast into the internet. Kyle?
So I'm doing a show at Soho where I get to relive my music career. And it's called Spitter versus... No, it's not. Don't scrap that. It's called String versus Spitter.
What is it? Like a?
It's about two rival children's entertainers. And
well, this has come out of nowhere. So what is it, like
it's like a musical comedy.
Is it a one-man show?
Two-man show.
Oh, two-man show. Yeah. Who else is in it?
A guy called Ed Smith. Ed MacArthur, sorry. He's got another... He's got two names.
Is any of this real? Are you
he's got,
two,
he's got two names.
Multiple choice.
He gets to switch out when he feels like it. His actual name is Ed Smith. But he has a stage name, which is Ed MacArthur. So it's easier to Google.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Because there's probably a few Ed Smiths. So he plays like a posh piano tutor type children's entertainer, and then I'm a grime MC who's also a children's entertainer, and I come and start taking all of his jobs on the children's circuit. And then
this is epic.
And then we're
in
a row. This
is happening in Soho Theatre on.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a two-hander.
On the 29th of November for 2 weeks.
Oh, that sounds good. I like that. Come on, pique me interest. It's confusing. Don't get me wrong. But it's piqued me interest. Now, at the end of every show, we do a little improv song. Okay. So Milky. And stop. That was your improv song.
Beautiful.
I'm joking. Go on, Milky. Let's have a little click, everyone. Might as well make the use of our audience. It's been a cold night in King's Cross, but actually, it's been quite warm. We've got a beautiful little audience who's joined us, watching our beautiful guest perform. We got Kyle, he's one of the biggest stars on the TV right now. He plays a grumpy man that rents out flats, but also a cheeky man that can't see ghosts. We're just three peas in a pod, living in King's Cross. Oh yeah, we're just three peas in a pod, living in King's Cross. Oh yeah. Now Camilla, she's the dark witch of the village. If she ain't plotting your death, then she'll soil the name of Ireland. Oh yeah. But she's so gorgeous, evil, but gorgeous. You know why? 'Cause we're just three peas in a pod, living in King's Cross. Oh yeah. We're just three peas in a pod, living in King's Cross. Obviously, we don't actually live here. We're just visiting. Now, because I made that up, I said living because it sounded nice. But just to be clear, none of us live in King's Cross. Okay? Just to be clear. Gorgeous. Now, Nicola, she's a thief. Our little Nicola. You should see her flat at home. It's covered in wisteria. She's the biggest name that you can find in South America. What they call you? Nee, 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 nee. She's a nee 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 nee. Because we're three peas in a pod, living in King's Cross. We don't live here, we're visiting. We're just three peas in a pod, living in King's Cross. We're just visiting. Let's hear you. We're just living in King's Cross. We're just visiting. We're just
living in King's Cross.
Now you're all going to take a verse. Go on, I dare you.
If you've got a podcast, well, this one's bigger. Even bigger than the Thriller in Manila. On the stage with Nicola and Camilla, Diane Chorley, much bigger than Scylla.
Oh my God, are you kidding? I think we just won the broadcast award. We're just three peas in a pod, living in King's Cross. Oh yeah. We're just three peas in a pod, living in King's Cross. Camilla, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. You can even just, by the look I'm getting, she's not going to do it. You could just talk if you wanted.
My record label says I can't sing in public outside of those parameters, as I'd love to. I'm so sorry.
We're just three peas in a pod, living in King's Cross. Oh yeah, we're just visiting. Okay. Nicola, you can just talk for a little bit, for a second, and I'll make it work.
Sure. I'd like to take this opportunity to apologise in advance to the people of Ireland.
We're just three peas in a pod, living in King's Cross. Oh yeah. Now this has been a live recording of the Codpast Chatting with Chorley live. I'd like to say thank you to my gorgeous guests, Kyle Smith Biner. I was going to do a little chorus there, but then I thought, no, we haven't got the time. My other guest, the evil, but the gorgeous, Camilla Whitehill. And then last, but not least, Nicola Cuddle. Say a little thank you to Milky. Thank you to our gorgeous people at Hattrick. Thank you to the gorgeous people at the Compass, whatever this is. We'll have one final chorus and then we're all going to go home. We're just three peas in a pod, living in King's Cross. We don't live here. We're just three peas in a pod. Come on, you lot. King's Cross. Beautiful.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.